Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The third baseman, Fernando Tatis. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark McGwire. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Brian Jordan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Gant. Batting sixth. The catcher, Eli Marrero. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Ordaz. Batting eighth. The pitcher, Kent Mercer. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Mark Little. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kent Mercer. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The first baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting 7th. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Scott Carl. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kelly hits a line drive towards first. Loretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatis hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Mark McGwire batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McGwire hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jordan hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gant hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Manny Ibar now pitching. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vina hits a line drive into center field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Loretta takes first base on ball four. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Zerillo hits a pop-up towards short. Ordaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burnitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGwire scoops it up and throws to first, with Ibar covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Marrero hits a line drive towards third. Zerillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Ordaz is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ordaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zerillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Ibar is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ibar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Mark Little is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Little strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jackson hits a line drive off the glove of Kelly, and into shallow right field. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Matheny hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Scott Carl is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carl strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kelly is 0-1 in the game. Kelly hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Fernando Tatis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tatis is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Tatis hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McGuire is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jordan is 0-1 in the game. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Gant batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gant is 0-1 in the game. Gant hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Cardinals. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Marrero is 0-1 in the game. Marrero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vina is 0-1 in the game. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Loretta is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cirillo is 0-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a fly ball into left field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rod Henderson now pitching. Luis Ordaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ordaz is 0-1 in the game. Ordaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Ibar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ibar is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ibar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Little is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Little is 0-1 in the game. Little hits a line drive towards first. Loretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnetts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnetts is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnetts strikes out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jordan. Grissom reaches second base with a double. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grissom scores. It's 6-1, Cardinals. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Brewers 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly strikes out. 1 out. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tatis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tatis hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jordan is 0 for 2 in the game. Jordan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGuire scores. It's 7-1, Cardinals. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gant hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, Cardinals. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Marrero hits a line drive into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Martinez pinch hits for Rod Henderson. Greg Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vina is 0 for 2 in the game. Vina strikes out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Loretta strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Cirillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Brewers 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Valerio de los Santos now pitching. Luis Ordaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ordaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Manny Ibar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ibar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ibar strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Little batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Little is 0 for 2 in the game. Little hits a pop-up towards first. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grissom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grissom hits a pop-up beyond third. Tatis can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Jenkins pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Mark Petkovsek now pitching. Jeff Jenkins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jenkins takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to third. Grissom moves to second. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Little. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. Grissom scores. Jenkins moves to third. It's 9-3, Cardinals. Brian Banks pinch hits for Valerio de los Santos. Brian Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks hits a ball on the ground off the glove of McGuire, and into shallow right field. Banks reaches second base with a double. Jenkins scores. Valentin scores. It's 9-5, Cardinals. Mike Busby now pitching. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vina is 0 for 3 in the game. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Banks moves to third. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Loretta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Loretta hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-6, Cardinals. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Vina moves to second. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Brewers 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Brian Banks now catching. Chad Fox now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly strikes out. 1 out. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tatis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tatis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grissom is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Grissom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Bob Hamilton pinch hits for Chad Fox. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hamilton hits a pop-up towards short. Ordaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin hits a line drive beyond second. Kelly can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Grissom moves to third. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Ordaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Brewers 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jordan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gant is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Gant hits a line drive into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Marrero is 0 for 3 in the game. Marrero takes first base on ball 4. Luis Ordaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ordaz is 0 for 3 in the game. Ordaz hits a line drive beyond second. Vina can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Marrero moves to second. Ray Lankford pinch hits for Mike Busby. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Lankford takes first base on ball 4. Marrero moves to third. Ordaz moves to second. John Mabry pinch hits for Mark Little. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mabry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Jordan now playing right field. Ray Lankford now playing center field. Rich Kruchor now pitching. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Loretta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordaz fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Eversgaard now pitching. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire fields the ball and throws to Eversgaard covering. Safe. Loretta moves to third. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grissom is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Grissom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Brewers 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Delino DeShields pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Delino DeShields batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. DeShields takes first base on ball 4. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeShields. The throw from Banks and he is safe. DeShields steals second. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tatis takes first base on ball 4. Marcus Jensen now catching. Darren Jackson now playing center field. Brian Banks now playing left field. Eric Plunk now pitching. Mark McGwire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGwire is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGwire takes first base on ball 4. Tatis moves to second. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jordan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jordan hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DeShields tags and scores. 1 out. It's 10-6, Cardinals. Ron Gant batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gant is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Gant hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marrero is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Marrero hits a fly ball towards left field. Banks drops the ball. He retrieves the ball and throws it towards home. Jensen tags McGwire out. Tatis scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-6, Cardinals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 11, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Delino DeShields now playing second base. Juan Acevedo now pitching. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Marcus Jensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jensen strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShields fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentin moves to third. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShields scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 11, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.